This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing.
Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're holding a daf Nun Hey in the middle of all these very interesting discussions about the anecdotal success of Avodah Zarah. And so we had the philosophers who insisted that he's seen this miraculous saving of the church when the entire city burned down. So we continue today with Shaul Agrippas, Tsar Tzava, which is right at the seventh line, right smack bang in the middle. Shaul Agrippas, Tsar Tzava, Rabbi Gamliel. So Agrippas was a goy, and he was in charge of the army during the time of Agrippas. And he asked him about the pasuk, "Tivetoratchem ki Hashem Elokecha ish ochalahu Elkana." This is a beautiful question, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls himself a jealous God. Now, the problem is that jealousy is almost by definition something that can exist only when you're members of the same set. And this is what he points out there. Klum mitkanei ala chacham b'chacham v'gibor b'gibor b'ashir b'ashir. I mean, so if God is jealous, then obviously he's acknowledging the fact that other gods are also gods. What would he be jealous of a non-god? How do you explain that? Exactly, Roman Doma. Omar lo. So Rabbi Gamliel answered him also with a mashal. I'm sholach al mashal. L'mad avar dobe. L'adam shenasa isha al ishto. The guy marries a second wife, and now it depends on that woman what the reaction of his first wife will be. So if it was an isha chashuva mimena, so okay, now like he's really up there, and so what's she going to do? She's going to be so angry at him. He got something better, you know. So in mitkanaba, she is not mitkana in him for having taken that wife. That's the point. So she, okay, she can understand that. But he goes and he marries a dog. I mean, what she's thinking, what kind of idiot is this? So he had an opportunity to have somebody like me, and he goes now to this woman. So then, pechutami mena mitkanaba. It's the same thing over here. It's not the issue of jealousies of the gods. It's the question of the reaction against one who would reject you for something else. Omale zunin l'Rabbi Akiva. Zunin, it's a question whether he was Jewish or not. Rashi says he was Jewish. Others, it says not muchach from the sugya that he's Jewish. But anyway, he says to Rabbi Akiva, look, we both know. Libi v'liko yodea. Now, with that, kochavim led to be mashasha. We know that it's ridiculous. But the bottom line is, these prayer meetings work. People walk in there, they're blind. And then Billy Graham gives them this prayer and believe, brother. And sure enough, they stand up for the first time in their lives and they're walking and they were born lame. It's amazing. And or the guy went blind and then he's cured. You see it all the time. You see people walking in there broken and coming out whole. How do you explain that? In my time, you know, the point is, if for instance, imagine the following scene. There's a guy that everybody in town trusts. So, l'mashal, ma davar domeh l'adam ne'eman shaya be'ir. V'chol b'nei iro yomafkidim etzlo shelo be'edim. The entire city was willing to give this guy money without signing, without witnesses. As far as they're concerned, it's money in the bank. And there was one guy, ba'adam echad, and this guy did not trust him for nothing. He would always be a real stickler. So, was marked always to make sure that there were good records. So Pam Echad, one time, this guy was in a rush, and he gives the guy money, and he forgets to get witnesses there. If you get Shalom Edim, you can get the witnesses in time. So his wife says to him, you know, let's teach this guy a lesson. This Meshuggah always said, fine, you gave it without Edim, you're right. You're not going to get it back. I don't know what you're talking about. What money? So he says to her, so you have an idiot, no? So you're going to give up your personal ne'amanut, your integrity, because just teach this idiot a lesson. When a person is put into a position of yisurin, before the yisurin are let out to go on him, so the Yisurim are given a shvua to take, so to speak, that you go to such a person, you start at such and such a time, you leave at such and such a time with such a doctor, with such and such medication, and then the guy will be cured. Fine. Now it happens to be Kivan Shigia Zmanam, let's say it comes that time they're supposed to leave. And this Meshugan has gone to a prayer meeting in a church. So now, Allah Zela Beit Avadat Kochavim. So the Yisurim say, we really shouldn't leave because this guy's an idiot. I mean, people are going to think that the church is Choshev if we leave. So Din Hu Shalon Eitzeh, we shouldn't keep to our promise. Then the Chazrim Vomrim, we made a Shvuah. Why does it say in the Pasuk that it calls Makot Gidolot V'ne'emanot, Cholaim Rabim V'ne'emanim, Ra'im V'ne'emanim. What is the Ne'emanot of a Choli? What does that mean, Ne'eman? It teaches you. They're Ra'im B'shlichutam, but they're Ne'emanim B'shvuatam. So that an illness has its time. Omay Rava Bar Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yehuda. Another nice happened when Rava was asking now Rav Yehuda. I could tell you there's a church in our town that works so perfectly. Ika Beit Avodat Kochavim Ba'atrik. Lechi Matzrich Amol Amitra. When there's a drought and the world needs rain, so the priest has a dream, Mitchazalei Bahama, in which the Avodah Zorah in the church says, you have to sacrifice such and such a guy. So he told the guy, and it starts to rain. Never fails. Vadukum Nuse. Shichtuli Gavra Va'aitimitra. And they go ahead, Shichtula Gavra Va'aitimitra. How do you explain that? That's already night. Don't give me this excuse about Ne'emanim. I mean, what? Oh my God. You know, if I had been dead by now, you wouldn't have had a chance to ask this question. Good thing you're smart enough to ask me when I was alive. Hashti, Avi Shachivna, Lo Ami Lecha Milta. That would have been terrible if I would have died before teaching. Yom HaRav, Ma'idifti, Asher Chalak Hashem Lokecho Otam Lechol Ha'amim. And it talks about the gods, the Tzva Shabayim, the Kochavim, Asher Chalak Hashem Lokech Otam Lechol Ha'amim. What does that mean, Asher Chalak Avarach? Before we gave them gods, and they're like real gods. Shad is, Chalak means to screw around with them. It means to be, Bitchalek means to slip. He allows them to slip. He chlikam bidvari. Gedela tordam min olam. He gives them grounds to have things to believe in. And it seems, wow, it's amazing. And Heinedomar Reish Lakish, my dichtiv im lelaitzim hu yalit. You want to be an idiot? I'll play along with you. It's amazing because this is such a human being. It goes completely beyond good and evil. Is that the point? I know I'm nichshal in this all the time. I can't resist. Somebody believes you're X, Y, and Z, So you go out of your way. Yes, 100% is what you want to believe. 100% the truth. You want to believe that this Getchka? Sure, no problem. Why not? Let him be a Getchka. Yeah, you'll shech the guy. I'll make it rain. Now you're happy. It's an amazing mida keneged mida kind of thing. So I open up the door. You want to be an idiot? Now I'm supposed to teach you to believe in me. I'm going to defend myself to you, you understand? You're an idiot. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say, no, it's not true. I'm really here. What are you, crazy? Just the opposite. I'm going to say, yeah, 100% sure. So memele meleitzi muyalit. So this guy is indeed going to be fooled into believing that yesh bo mishasha. Ula anavim yiteng chen. But look at the difference. Over here, yalit, I'll play along with you. But anavim, somebody wants to be an anav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him indeed those options to be able to be. So therefore, we have the clown. Somebody wants to become tamei. I'll open the door and allow him to fall out. I'm not going to encourage him, but there'll be enough grounds for him to want to be an idiot to be an idiot. Somebody was looking for the right approach, and I'll help him. That's a different thing. But I find this to be irresistible, personally. I don't know if I know many people do. No? It's like sort of an irresistible thing is to not only not defend yourself, but to go along with people. Yeah, absolutely. And here to find out that this world has exactly that on Haga. It's the psychology of it, that it should be such a human design. It's amazing.
This is what you
want to say? Yeah. I don't know, but by all means. My dear President, we've been waiting.
Dr. Heli Commissioner.
Lokhin Gat Be'uta. Moving on now to the Prote Dinin of Yayin Nesser. So, we spoke about, in general, Isri Hatno, and the different takonas that we made, but now we never really defined what makes Yayin Nesser precisely. What are the Prote Dinin? When does it have a din of Yayin Nesser? This is what we're going to get into now. from this Mishnah. So look, Chinandita Mefarshim asked the structure of the parak. It's very strange. Seems to have talked about Yayin as we moved on to discuss these philosophically. We go back now. The difference between the belief of the Goyim, the belief of Yisrael, and the elements of Asrik, something, Prophet Yisrael, the differences between them. Why are we going back to Yayin as? Why don't we first, okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll discuss and see him. But it certainly strikes you as being a rather strange way to organize the whole Masechta. So now, if a Goy has been trampling the grape in his gat. And the way, what they used to have was like this. There was an upper area where the trampling took place. It was called a gat. See them all over, the old gat. And underneath the gat, on a lower level, down the bottom of it, was a bore. The bore was lined with waterproofing material, usually seed. That's what they bore seed, chain of Abin Palavin says. So it was waterproof to hold the wine. And then there was a pipe that connected the gat to the bore. Now what they would do is initially, when you start processing the wine, you start trampling the wine, you plug up the exit so that the liquid does not as yet go down into the bore. Rather, what you do is you allow it to sit in the bore, in the gut, because initially there's a tremendous amount of junk coming out, skins and seeds and all types of stuff. So that you let it settle while you're trampling. You take your hands, you put it all together like you're cleaning out a sink nowadays, collect all of the junk, and you put it in, make a tapua, make a pile of it. In the middle, surrounded now by the liquid. You then take a heavy beam with a piece of wood under it that spreads the force across it, and you crush it again, which now, because of what you did with your feet, was basically break things up. At that point, you use heavy pressure that weighs a lot more than you do to be able to crush the grapes again. And at that point, you squeeze it all out, then you unplug the tinor, and the wine starts flowing into the bore underneath. Now, there were gitot that were made on an angle, so that you would start in an area in which there wasn't much room for the wine to gather, so it wouldn't get in the way. Plus, not everything would mix completely. The wine would flow to the lower part of the gut before it got into the tinor pipe, and that way you had an initial separation of the wine from the piece of grape. But there too, you would keep it, you would wait until it filled up, gather everything, put it into tapua, and so on. We'll see the nafkamina over here, the way of the construct, in the way the Rishonim understand the Gemara. So what it seems to be saying is like, once the goy has already trampled, that's why it says bi'uta, it's already been trampled. Once it's already been trampled, then you can buy that, and there's no problem over here. Even if the goy actually, don't think it's because he only put his feet into it. Even if he bent down, picked up all of the junk, put it together into the tapuah, there's no problem. Afapish notel biyodo v'noten l'tapuah. Because some don't have the vav, and they see this as a because. Or it could be that it's even telling you a bigger chiddush. So the bigger chiddush would be even if it already started flowing down, it's going through the pipe. But what hasn't gotten into the bar underneath is not as yet going to be yayinezach, even if the guy touches it now, and therefore you can buy it and there's no problem. Yorad labar, whatever's in the bar is osir, ashar mutar. Furthermore, what's interesting, is dorchim ima oved kochavim bagat. You, now remember, yayin nesech, here what we mean, of course, anya, is osur ba'ana'a. Lichora, therefore, if you're going to work together with the goy in yayin nesech, you're going to be paid. You're being paid for the work on yayin, that's osur ba'ana'a. There should be a problem. And there's a number of problems here. There's three issues that we need to discuss. The iser of the yayin nesech. Itself, whether being paid is going to be nene from the yayin. The other question is, you're being geirim tuma to Peres of Eretz Yisrael, which may be an iser. We're going to discuss that. Then in itself, there's two levels. Grimas tuma to chulin, and grimas tuma to truma. Grimas tuma to truma, we know. It says, mishmeret trumotai, mishmeret trumotai katum in aver. You're not allowed to treat truma casually, even if it's truma tumea. So that would be a problem. And then, I'll get to the detail. And then there's another issue. The other issue is misayeh alidei ovrei avera. Somebody's doing something wrong. You cannot be involved with it. That is indicative of approval for their activity, and that even though you're not really doing yourself anything, and it's not a lifneiver, they don't need you, and so on. But nonetheless, it's encouraging. That's called misayeh. Those are the three things that our Mishnah deals with. So now, when it says dorchim ovrei kochavim bagat, so the issue over here says Rashi and Tosfos both, and this is basically Yerushalmi, is there's no problem here of being Gerim Tuma to Paris of Eretz Yisrael. So you would think you step on the grape, bakes it down, once it's damp, it's right to be Makabal Duma. The goy is in here, he's not made by definition to be Matamiris. So that should be Yasser for that. No, because we're talking here only where, just like the Mishnah opened up with a Gat Be'utah. Here too, it's talking about the goy already started. So once you already start, everything is damp already. So you're not doing anything. Misayel, the day of Re'avera, the goy doesn't have a mitzvah of Mishmer Gumarai. He's not doing anything wrong. So there's certainly no Isser Misayel. Yayin Nesach it isn't, because it hasn't gone down to the bar. So we don't have any problem. Therefore, you can work together with him as long as the wine is in the upper chamber where it's being trampled. That's not a problem. Aval lo botzrimimo. Interestingly enough, the earlier stage, where all you're doing is picking the grapes, that you can't do. Why? Because over there, you are going to be goring tuma. Because what you're doing is you're taking grapes, you're handing it over to a goy to make a tummy. So that already is called your being goring tuma, and that you cannot do.
Who's the owner?
Doesn't matter. So that's now a problem, surprisingly, counterintuitively, it's more of a problem with Betzira than it is the Dricha, where the goy was already Metame the grace. So the question over there is machlokis about who shall kabbal to the machlokis. I'm a famous machlokis. A botzer legat over there. It's only where it was vaday huchshar. But it's there. The question is, we see that it's wet. The question was whether that wet dampness is definitely machshir or not. That was a machlokis. I'm because whether is it considered to be gash kiyutans dumil the kiyitain. That was the question. But over here, we're not talking about where you see that it's wet. So when you do the betzira, you hand it to him, he is going to be making it with tameh. Not that it happened already from before. This Rashi explains, it's not the same sugya at all. Habotzer legat is not telling you to expect it to be muksha. The question is it muksha if you see that it's wet? Okay, but that's not what's happening over here, right? So now, you've got a problem, more of a problem. How about if it, forget about the goy. Now let's forget about Yayin Nesach issue. How about a Yisrael? Again, counterintuitively, it's more usher for a Yisrael if the guy who's working with the grapes is Yisrael than it is for a goy. Why? Because the goy does not have a problem with Tumah. He doesn't have any mitzvahs about Tumah. But the Yisrael does. So if you're going to be Dorech with him, you're going to be Misayel Idei Ovri Avera. So for the Yisrael, you can't do either. If he's an Amoritz, in other words, and he's not being careful about Tuma. Therefore, Yisrael, who is Osa B'Tuma, Lo Dorchi V'Lo B'Tzrimimo. You can't do anything with him. Aval Molochim V'Chaviyot L'Gat. You can carry something that is already Mokshel L'Kabal Tuma, is already Metamir from before. You can carry it to the Gat. You can carry it away from the Gat, Miminoto Mina Gat, to sell. Because the Isser of Misayel, Ideo Re'Avera, is not in some adjunct kind of maisa. You can't be Isaac in that thing where that is the issue. Male, okay, afterwards he's dealing with things that aren't kosher, whatever. That's not your problem. The same thing is true about a bakery. So let's say a nachtom, who's going to be osev etuma. Now, of course, the nachtom has the question over here again of the challah. Because if he makes a tameh, this is something that is going to be mukshel kabal tuma, and he's going to be doing it now without washing his hands, without any careful measures. That means that the truma, challah's rumah, remember, is going to have a din now of challah tameh. So this is now chulin that is ro'i for taking off truma. We're going to see there's three dargas. There's plain chulin, where already it was taken off, whatever, and nikam, but there's no problem of the truma component. Then there's real truma, or real challah. We have the zirata. And then we have that which we're going to be taking off, challah and tumah. So you've got a baker, and he's not being makbid on tumah. Lo lashin v'lo archimimo. You cannot do the lisha, the kneading, and you can't do the rolling out process. It's being masada the bread. But once that part is done, then molochin imopata paltar. This is machlok b'shonim adantanet. Rashi says molochin imopata paltar means it's able. It's not considered to be misayev the avera to carry the already tamei bread to the guy who's going to put it into the oven. So he contrasts nachtom, who is the one who is being osek in preparing the dough, to the paltar, who is the baker. Now, so the other Shonen point out that all through Shas, the Nachtom is the commercial baker, and the Paltar is the retail seller. So in other words, we have a bakery outlet, that's the paltar. And the central manufacturer, the factory, it's called the naftom, like we have today. You go into a angel place. When they don't bake anything there. They bring it from the central agent, the central factory of angel, and then they send it out to the paltar. So according to those, you would buy in a local bakery. Yeah. So, according to that, you wouldn't be allowed. It would be too close to the actual act of Tumah to actually help him bake the same bread. So there is a mechalik between the Betzira, in which if you already bottled, put it into Chaviot, you could take the Chaviot and bring it to the Gat. Then over here, where it's open, the bread is still on the tray that you're going to put into the oven, you're going to be now dealing with the same bread that he's doing. Hey, second, now you wouldn't be allowed to. That's a mechalik. Now Rav Huna says something that seems to be totally against the mission. What he says is that yain, givan shitili mashech, once the wine starts to flow, osei yain nesach, it already is considered to be yain nesach. Now what that means is that where you have an angle in the gut itself, so that you start pressing in the area where it's like a swimming pool where you have the area for the kids. You start pressing in the area of the kids. The wine flows down till it gets to the exit pipe. Now the exit pipe, fine, they may have a crack in it at this point. But since, says Rav Huna, since the wine has begun to flow, and it's already not mixed together with the grapes that are going to be left behind in the heat part of the pool. So now it's considered to be yain nesach. Now clearly the mission doesn't hold. And did the Gemara ask? Well, what are you going to do with our mission? It's not. Look, chim gad bi'uta, oved kochavim, v'hafa pishenotel b'yado v'noteno tapuach. Om Rav Huna, that's talking about where the gat is kuka and mele'ah. Nothing's moving anywhere. The thing was filled up first completely. So there's no place for anything to flow. Then you start trampling on it and so on. But if it were a gat, we just put a little bit of grapes on one side, and now the wine was able to flow, clearly flowing. Once it flows, it's considered to be yain. Come on, says the Gemara. What about Toshma? You know, say yain nezach ad sheyered labor. Understand? The rest of the mission says perish not like that. It says unless the wine is going into the holding tank underneath the gut, as long as it be yain nezach. According to you, it's yain nezach while it's still in the gut. I can explain that. No, that is talking about again a gut pekukam leah. What's your problem? It's the same case. So there was no mishicha. Okay, well, I got to really smush this. You're facing it. Toshma, continue reading. Yorad labor, mashu babor asur vashar mutar. Nu, what are you going to tell me now? It's not flowing. It's already yorad labor. The God is not pekuka. You're saying, nonetheless, anything that's not actually in the bor is not yayinus. Come on, I mean, the Mishnah's clearly not saying like. That's true. The Mishnah's not saying like. But that's because this is the old Mishnah. Before there was a tikkun in the Mishnah. I'm going to prove that to you. The Mishnah Rishonah indeed held that Mishicha alone, without Yerida, to the bor, through the tzidor, is not considered to be yayinus. However, they had charotah from the Mishnah Rishonah. That, as we know, there's a clause. Even where we cancel the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah is as a mimikaina. The Mishnah we're going to leave there so that people are able to trace the development of the halacha and not get confused. How come I learned when I was a kid, I learned that it was mutter and it was usher. Fine. So we leave it in place. But the Braita makes it clear that it was Berishona, you Omrim. Originally, they used to say, and this was a simen, remember Badat. What does Badat stand for? In Botsrim, imaveko chavim begad. So that we saw, you're not allowed to be Botser. The word Bagat does not appear in the Tosefta. It doesn't really make sense in Tosefta. Because you don't do Betzira in a gat. It was a very strange thing saying, but in Bagat, maybe in Ligat. But anyway, the word Bechlal is not there. So don't worry about it. But over there, the problem is, She'asur ligrom tumalach ulin sh'beretz Yisrael. Now we said in our mission, you're not allowed to do that. The Indorchim, that's the Dalit. Indorchim im Yisrael sh'aseh perotav betumah, which again is our mission. Asur l'sayeya yedei ovrei avirah. So this is now clearly very simple simen to address two completely different issues. The din of Siyuah of Re'avera and the din of Grimas Tuma. Avol Dorchim Imaovet Kochavim Bagat. Over there you have the problem of Big Nana from Yayin Nesah. And Lo Chashil, Rav Huna. According to that Braita, clearly, despite that the Gat is often made like a swimming pool, and often you would put a little bit of grapes there, just be Dorach of the Kitai, and let the wine go down. As long as it doesn't go into the Tzinor, it's Mutter. So that's not like Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, it would already be also there. But then they had Charata. V'chazru lomar, and then they changed the siman so that we should not get confused into dabab, it should say. So the siman over here became dabab. What is that siman of dabab? So that en dorchim im oved kochavim bagat. On the contrary, you cannot do a dricha bagat, not like our mitzvah. Why can't you do the dricha? Because what if it was not a gat that was meleyah pkuka? And then it would be flowing from the kid side of the pool into the deep side of the pool, even though it never got into the drain to go down to the bore. According to Ravuna, it's usher. So it can't be mater dricha, where it's only mutter to have dricha in very unique case. It's true we fit in, to some extent, Ravuna into our Mishnah, until we got to the end, where we saw that it's not what the Mishnah means. But theoretically, there would be cases where you could do dricha, but we asked it already because... pretend it's a movie theater. Got to remember to tell the guy who's doing the new internet site that he's poking Richie, which is one of the exciting things that you can do. The new site, there's also Ring Richie's phone. I wouldn't do it, huh? Listen, I even have a link for Buy Richie's Pizza. So there, the Dalet stands for in Dorchim. You cannot be Dore with an Ovi Kechavim, and that's Mishum Dravuna. The Beit stands for Ve'in Botzrim in Yisrael, Shosepero Tav V'tuma, and for sure Ein Dorchim, but even the Betzira is Osir. And the second base is, for the only case it's Mutter, namely Aval, Botzrim in Ovi Kechavim Bagat. So with the Yisrael, you can't do that because over there you've got two problems. First of all, the Grimas Tuma, and because he's a Yisrael, so you're going to have a problem now over here of Misaeli De Ovri Avera. Now this issue, again, we're assuming over here that Lechora there's no problem because we said there was no issue about Grimas Tuma. Indeed, over here we hold that Grimas Tuma with the Akum was not a problem, because otherwise why Botzrim? So there's two very important changes in the Mishnah Achrona from the Mishnah Rishon. First change was that the Mishnah Rishena that we have holds as an Isser of Bitter. Why is there an Isser of Betzira? Because you're going to be Goyim Tumah. The Mishnah Achrena says there's no Isser of Betzira with a Goy. So then why is it Osir to be Botzer im Yisrael? Because for the Yisrael, you have over here the Chulin that is Tulin the Truma. The Goy is not Chayav in Truma. So therefore, by him, there's no problem of Grimas Tumah because no Truma is going to be coming from this. And you'll say, but it's still Chulin Sheveretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Achrona holds there's no Isser of Grimas Tumah for Chulin unless that's going to cause a problem for Truma subsequently. But over here, there's no Truma. But if a Yisrael is doing it, so then, first of all, you're actually, if you do the Betzira, you're going to be Goyim Tumah. And if you do the Dricha with him, so then you're being Messiah the day over Avera because he doesn't care. And you're showing him that you're supportive of his I don't care attitude that you also don't have with the good. So these are complete changes in the Mishnah Reina, which supports Ravuna, of course, the other day, and that you have to worry about Mishichat HaYayin from the top part of the pool to the lower part of the pool, whereas Ravuna would only have been matur in a completely full pool where there's no flow at all. And the other issue is whether you need to worry about Grima Suma where there's no Truma involved. So the difference between the original Badat and the Dabab, which inverts it, is in these two issues. Do I read you? Sha'al Agrippas Sar Hatzava et Rabbi Gamliel. Kti b'torat chan ki Hashem lakech ha'yishof la'o el kana klumit kenei ala chacham b'chacham gibor b'gibor asher b'yishir. Omar lo em shalach ha'mashal, ma'a davar domeh. La'adam shil asa isha l'ishto chashuva mimena in mitkan abba. Pechuta mimena mitkan abba. Omar nezunin l'Rabbi Akiva. You know, libi v'libcha yadad, avodat kohavim let ba b'shashah. But what do you do with the fact that Al-Kahazin and Billy Graham does it all the time? It shouldn't say Gavri, it should say Graham. Gavri does it by Mitra and the Atakim Mitzande. My time. Omarlo, Im Sholom, Mashalim. Mashalim Adavar Domel, Adam Ne'eman Shaya Be'ir, V'chol B'nei Yiroim, Afkidim Etzlo, Sholo Be'edim. Ba'adam Achad, Yifkid Lo Be'edim. So Pam Achat Shachach, Yifkid Etzor Sholo Be'edim. Ono Lo Yishtah. Bo Menechapra, teach him a lesson. אמר לו, מכי מבני ששוטה זה עושה שלא כהוגן, אני לא נאבד את אמונתנו. אף כך, יסרי בשעה שמשגלים אותם על האדם, משביעים אותם, לא תלכו אלא ביום פלוני פלוני, לא תצאו אלא ביום פלוני, בשעה פלונית, על ידי פלוני הרופא, ועל ידי סם פלוני. כיבא שהגיע זמנם לצאת, הלך זה לבית עבודת כוכבים. אמרו יסורים, we ought to teach this guy a lesson. And dinu shalom etzei. Ra'im means b'shlifutam, but ne'emanim b'shvuatam. Omalei Rava Barav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda, how do you explain the fact that even Beit Avodat Kochavim ba'atren, the chimatzrich alma lemitra, mirchazil b'chalma v'amalu shichtuli gavra, vayte mitra. Sure enough, shichtula gavra, go to mitra. Omalei, oi, I'm so happy you asked me this while I'm alive. Hashti avashachiv nolam relachu, ha milta, the Omar Rav ma'dichtiv, asher chalak al shem elokech otam lechol ha'amim, malamet shihichlikan v'dvarim, כדי לתור דם מן העולם. ואינו לאמר יש לקיש מייד הכתיב, אם לליצים הוא יליץ, ולענבים ייתן חן, בא לטעמי פותחים לו, בא לטהר מסייעין אותו. לוקחים גד ביוטה מן אובי כוכבים, אף הפי שהוא נוטל בידו ונותן לתפוח, ואינו עושה יין נסך, עד שירד לבור. יורד לבור, אולי מה שבבור אסור ואשר מותר. דורכים עם אובי כוכבים בגד, אבל לא בוצרים עמו, because you're going to be גורם תומה. And with Yisrael, שואל זה בתומה, לא רדכים ולא בוצרים, because you're going to be סייעי דברי אמירה. אבל מוליכים אותו חביות הגת, ומביאים עמו מן הגת. נחתום, שואל זה בתומה, לא לשין ולא הולכים עמו, אבל מוליכים עמו פת הפלטר. אומר הוא נהיין, כיוון שהתחיל להימשך, עושה יין נסך. What? דן. לוקחים גד באותה מן אובי כחובי, אף על פי שנתן ונתן בידו לתפוח, I had explained that. אומר הוא נהיין, that's talking about a גד פקוקה ובליה, so the wine's got nowhere to flow. תשמע, אין עושה יין נסך עד שירד לבור. No. No, that means in a גד פקוקה ובליה. Again, no flow. תשמע, יורד לבור מה שבבור אסור ושאר מותר. Well, the truth is, Amar Ravuna, look, Kasha, kam b'mishnah rishona, kam b'mishnah achrona. As the Braita points out, b'rishona yomrim badat, namely, ein beit botzrim imo avit kochav yibagat, that's because it's also the grom tum lechul in Shavaret Yisrael, dalid ein dorchim im Yisrael shoseh perotav v'tumah, that's because even though you're not doing anything at this point, but it's asur, l'seyeh yadei ovrei avera, and dalid, is dorchim imo avet kochavim bagat, because at this point, the Mishnah Rishon alo cheshit l'ravuna, because it hasn't flowed into the bore. And that's all that counts. Then they changed it. Chazru lomar dabab, namely, ein dorchim imo avet kochavim bagat, because indeed of Ravuna's problem of, it's going to flow in the gat itself, before it gets to the bore. The ein botzrim im Yisrael, shoseh, Perotav betumah, but only with the Yisrael because of the grimas tuma lechulin that was tovel letruma, which for the goy is not an issue, and therefore bait botzrim avekohavim bagat shemutar legrom tuma lechulin shebe eretz Yisrael.
Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
We're holding a daf nun hei amud aleph. In the middle of the fascinating sugya of what is the relationship of the continued existence of Avodah Zarah in the world to Olam Kiminhagei Noheg. Today the Gemara wants to take this much further than it took it yesterday. So yesterday we spoke about how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy Avedis Kekovim, just because the Mishugayim will believe in it, because they're strong, they worship the sun and the moon and the stars. And then we took it a step further. Maybe we can't destroy the world. So we're not going to destroy the sun, moon, and stars. But then we took it a step further and we said that Lamaisa, Eilam Kimin Hagei Neheg, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the world to function according to the way that there are people that have beliefs, the Bela Hill, change the functioning of the world. The world continues to function. If people want to be crazy, let them be crazy and believe what they want. But today we're going to take it yet a third step. Gemara says today, an interesting maysa, where Agrippa, Sar Tzavah, was a Roman general who asked Rabbi Gamliel, "Ktiv b'Torah Techem, Nunhei Omed Aleph," and we're 7 lines down at a particular moment. Ktiv b'Torah Techem, ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochalahu El Kana. It says that your God is a jealous God. What does it mean to be jealous? And to be jealous always means, as far as I know, plumit kane ele chacham bechacham begibor begibor beashir beashir. I mean, it's not shayach jealousy if you're not in the same category. You have no connection to it. What's it possible to be jealous? If you're jealous, it must mean that you have some connection to the same idea. So if that's the rule, if that's the case, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu in saying that he's jealous is admitting that the Avodah Zorah basically inhabits the same set of Yochel that he inhabits, so he has what to be jealous about. That's a tremendous indictment. Very interesting question. A very well thought out question. Amar Lo, Rabbi Gamliel answered him a very interesting answer. He said to him, look, the only way I can explain this to you is by a metaphor. I'm sure look at Mashal. Mashal Amar Davar Domeh La'adam Shenasa Isha Lishtav. Let's say a guy takes a second wife. His wife is not too happy about that. But her relationship to him, based on what he did, is a function of what kind of wife he took, no? In other words, if let's say he married somebody who's chashuva mimena. So he's a very, he falls in love with a movie star, he takes a movie star to second, and he keeps his first wife. So lamaisa in mitkanava, she does not have a sense of a tremendous kina to hate her husband based on the fact that he chose her. The issue is not her relationship to the woman. The issue is her relationship to the woman to the husband, obviously. He doesn't care about the woman. So what is the focus of the kina here? It's a very interesting thing. The focus of the kina is actually a reflection of her feelings about her husband. So strangely, if this woman is a much greater woman than she is, she has less of a kina. Because her kina isn't to the woman. Her kina is the fact that her husband took this woman. So if her husband took a woman, that's understandable. Okay, I can't compete with that kind of thing, Bichlal. She's a movie star. She's rich. She has everything. And hey, he loves me still, but I know I was never able to give him those things. So she doesn't have that same sense of kina. But if he takes a piece of garbage as a second wife, so she's tremendously jealous. Again, not because it's jealousy of the woman, but because it's a jealousy in the sense of a protectiveness. How could he go and take that piece of garbage when he has me as a wife? So when we're talking about a kina, there's two types of kina. There's kina of the thing, and then there's kina of a relationship she's attempting to protect, which this other person is violating. That's the point of the kina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not mekana de avedis kechovim. It's mekana de avedis kechovim in the sense that you took an avedis, you take a piece of garbage when you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sagansha mishuga. It drives him crazy. That's the kind of the kina. So it's the kina of a protective jealousy. How could you do that to our relationship? Another interesting mitzvah. I'm going to Zainab and Rabbi Akiva. Zainab, he was a Jew. And he wanted to make it very clear before he asked this question to Rabbi Akiva, he wanted to make it very clear, Chas v'Shalom, it's not that he believes in Avodas Kechovim, but he has a problem. And this problem is that it seems to work. And that's a serious problem. So he said that, look, in my heart, in your heart, I mean, don't misunderstand my question, you know that there's nothing to Avodas Kechovim. I can't understand that these people who walk into these Baptist meetings and they give their witness to JC, and they're there and they're blind, or they're deaf, or they've been crippled for their whole life, and they say, "Ah, I believe!" And they walk away and they throw their crutches away and they walk off the stage and they feel perfect. I mean, there's got to be a reason for this. And it happens all the time. We know it happens. How do you explain that? V'kachazin and gavre, we see with our own eyes, people, the Azvaikin Mitzvah, they walk up there on the stage and they're busted. Their bodies are broken. They've had God knows what diseases for the past decades. They say, "I believe." They walk off the stage, and also kimitzmade. They come off, and they're all put together. It's not literally put together. It's interesting. It's the same word that we use as slang. But here it means, in a sense, they're aveirim, ivorim, are back in place. and they're 100% well. You explain that to me, my time. Amar lo, he said, look, Emsholach HaMashal, you know what? I give you also, but metaphor is the only way we really understand it. Amar davar domeh, l'adam ne'eman shaya be'ir, you have a guy that everybody trusts. He's absolutely guaranteed trustworthy. He's the banker in the city. Everybody comes, brings him. There are things to put in his safe deposit box. Nobody ever felt it was necessary to get a receipt from him, witnesses from him. The guy is 100%. Comes along this Meshuggah. This one guy, he doesn't trust anybody. So fine, he's Yifkidlo Be'edim. For years, he has witnesses there. He refuses to trust him for a moment. Pa'amachad shachat. Yifkidlo Be'edim Be'edim. One time he was desperate, he forgot that he had to give. He goes in, he doesn't have his witnesses, and he gives him the thing. See, his wife, who's been furious all these years, she can't stand it that this guy is the only guy that doesn't trust him. And she always uses, and he always demands witnesses. She's angry. So she says, the banker, the wife of the banker, she says to him, this guy, he's such a disgusting person. So if this time, all of a sudden, he is desperate and he's ready to give us without Aiden, let's take advantage of him, keep his money, teach him a lesson. So Bovin Echaprenu, that's what he deserves. Amar Lazo, he says to him, you know something, you're right. He does deserve it, absolutely. But because this idiot, he's an idiot. So he constantly treats us like an idiot would treat us. But because of that, we should change our internal commitment to reliability and so on. But you don't respond to an idiot in that way, in a way that cuts off your nose despite your face. Afkach, the same exact thing is over here. Yisurin, b'sha'ashem, mishagrim otam al adam, mashbi'im otam, shelo tochu ela b'yom ploni, v'lo tetzu ela b'yom ploni, u'b'sha'a ploni, al yedei ploni, la yedei sam ploni. When yisurim come on a person, those yisurim come with an understanding of what is needed to take them off. So it needs to be whatever it is, a particular medication, a particular psychological change in the person, a particular time, whatever it is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashbiya them, that you are here not as part of the norm. You're here in order to be with this person until such and such a change occurs, whether it's time, psychology, medication, whatever. And they swear, so to speak, kaku. Kivanchi giyaz manam latzeit. So now is the time for this person's psychology to change, whatever it is. So now he walks into the church, and the way that he achieves this change in his psychology is he says, ah, I believe. So now, the Yisurin come and they say, you know, this Meshuggah, I mean, so he arrives at this moment, at this point at which it's possible to give him a refuah, because the way that he achieves it is he comes here to this place, dafk at the time and the moment, and the change that was required, that we promised that we would leave. Yinu Shalom, they say, we really shouldn't. We should stick. We should, but Dafka cannot leave him. Remesha. Bechozrim v'omrim, but then they say to themselves, ha! Bechimipesha shoteza oseh shaloga hogen, honu ma'ved shuatenu, because this guy's an idiot. No good. The way that he should have, Lamais, achieved his placebo effect or whatever it was, he should have believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, he believes in the Yashkin. So therefore, we should change our Shvuah that we were meant to not be here at this time. So we leave. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Yochanan, my deceiv v'cholayim ra'im v'ne'emanim. What's meant v'ne'emanim? To say an illness is ne'eman. So they're ra, I understand, they're ra, ra means b'shlichutan. They do damage. Not that they're bad. We're not defining them as evil. But they have bad effects. But the ne'emanim b'shvuatam, they're reliable in the sense that when it's time to leave, they leave. No matter what. Even if that moment of leaving, it brings proof in people's eyes for Yashka Pipik. A good simanela. What are you supposed to do about it?
It's not denying it.
It's absolutely true. There's such a thing as faith healing. And that faith healing means that if the person arrives at that moment of, you know, whatever effect he needed in order to be able to throw his crutches away through Yashka. So fine through Yashka. But that's the way that it was. We can't change it just because this is already a further step, you see. This is the third step. Notice we've gone through, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to hurt the world. That was the first step. The second step is, there's an Indian if it's his world. Elam kim and hagen naig. Nothing should change because people are going to be idiots. So Elam kim and hagen naig, even things shame Elam, certainly. Fine. The next step was this third step, that even if it doesn't seem to be Eilam Kim and Hagen Noyeg. On the contrary, it makes an impression of being a miracle and people are ready to believe in it. Afal Pikein, because this is the way that it's meant to be, so let it be a faith healing through the church and not through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also fine, even where it's Mamish Nageya in Yonim of faith and riots. And now the Gemara takes yet a fourth step, which is even more incredible. Rava bar Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Yehuda, there's a bigger problem with this. Because here you could say the guy was at the right place at the right time. He responds to the guy who's saying, come forward and give your trust to the Lord. But there is a church in our city, Tchinatzich Alma Lemitra, when the world needs rain. So Mitzchadil Bechalma somewhat gets a dream from this Getchka. And in the dream they're told, Shachterli, Gavra Vaisa Mitra, go bring a human sacrifice to me and I will bring rain. Shachterli Gavra, they do this. Vasi Mitra, and it rains. And it works. Now, I mean, you can't say is just a matter of, okay, the guy happens to be in the right time in the right place, because that is Ramban says, that's the whole difference between the Ibn Ezra has the taina against the medrash that teaches that Yocheved at the time that she gave birth was 120, and he tries to change the identification. How is it possible? I mean, if Sarah, the Torah makes such a fuss over, and she's not even 100 years old, I mean, maybe she's 90 years old, what's the big deal? And here's somebody 120 years old has a baby. Nobody says a word about it. I mean, you don't think that that's suspicious? And the Rambam, I mean, launches into him. Kind of nonsense. Crazy things happen all the time. The world's a chaotic world, but it's impossible for a woman 70 years old to have a baby. I mean, some strange things happen. Stranger things have happened. A big deal. Crazy malfunctionings of hormonal systems. And so anything can happen. That wasn't the point of Sora, that somebody so old had a baby. The point was that it was said in advance, you'll have a baby, and she had a baby. So you never happen to have a baby. No big deal. So she took fertility treatment. Who cares? Well, she had a baby. Now that's exactly the question that I was asking now. Bishlemi, you want to tell me somebody happens to be at a Baptist meeting just at the moment where it works out that he gets better? No, okay. I find it a little hard to believe, but let's say that that's the pshat. Well, I can tell you there's a much bigger problem. The bigger problem is that over here, it says in advance that it's going to happen. The guy goes and brings a human sacrifice. They do their Indian rain dance, and it starts to rain. Now that's already something that's much different, no? It's amazing. So you were saying, v'kachavi, this is the truth. And it does. Omale, oi, 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 says Rabbi Yehuda, I can't believe it. If I had died before you asked me this question, you would never have known something so important about the nature of reality. This is almost a disaster. It's a good thing you got me in time. I never would have had an opportunity to teach you this. The Omar Rav might have seen Asher Chalak Hashem Elokecho Otam L'Kol HaAmim. What's the pshat when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over all of these various Avodas Kechavim to the Goyim? What does that mean, he gave it to them? It means Shehichlikam. The word Chalak has a double meaning. It means to give them a share, and also means to let them slip up. And it's chalek. You're slipping up on the highway. Ice on the highway. He lets them slip up. You give them an opportunity to screw up their life. In other words, the world is made in such a way that it is responsive to your belief. It's not just that. So it happens to be that you were in a place at which it's all at the right moment. It's much more than that. It's that if you believe in something, and you are committed to that belief, then that's the way things work out. That's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, this is the way it should be. So you have a dream, you follow your dream comes true, but you destroyed your life, you destroyed your Olam Haba, you destroyed everything. Behind the Amar Reish Lakish, this is really what Reish Lakish says. Im leleitzim hu yalit. Well, anavim yitein chen. What does that mean? Somebody wants to be cynical, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him cynical. This teaches us the balata meipotchino. A person is committed to being in a particular way. He wants to be a late. So by the way, it's very interesting that the that uses the pasuk, this is Gemara's interpretation of pasuk, to show. I mean, but it's clear from so many places, but to show that the essence of evil is cynicism, that it's always that was the entrance of evil into a thing. Is cynicism. That was really the nachash, was to make fun of something, to put it into a context in which it's meaningless and valueless, and out of that every evil comes. So it's the change in context of cynicism.
Right? That's wild.
Not really. Because if you think about it, that's amole.
Just in context of how prevalent.
Yes, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's all of modern society is built on this nikkur. So Bala Tameh, somebody wants to become Tameh. So he thinks he's one-upmanship. You know, he always has something to say that's smart and better. So Potchim will open the doors for him to follow his dreams. Bala Taher, somebody wants to become Torah, then it's even more than Potchim over there, says Uyalit. He'll allow it. By Anavim, it says Yitain, he'll give. So Bala Taher Misayinoto, there he's given aid and help in order to achieve it. So the point over here, as the Achronim explain, is that we find that there are elements that are particularly arranged in such a way that they allow people to utilize their belief systems. So we have whole belief systems. You know, so you have black magic, or you have health healing, faith healing, and all of these various things in which, as you see in the Rambam, Lahalacha, on the one hand, the Rambam says, there's no such thing as Kishav, there's no such thing as, it's all nonsense, all Narishkeit. On the other hand, he says, but if you really do it, if you pretend to do it, but if you really, what do you mean, really you pretend? I mean, it's all pretend. No. The system is not a pretend. There is a system there. To say that it's meaningful, I mean, when Duncan Woods comes, it's meaningful. You know what that means? It'll mean whatever it means, and in the end it'll wipe you out. But the bottom line is that there are systems in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machmir. So you create the system, you believe in the system. Go ahead. So these are the inyanim that are firmly embedded in the nature of Eretz Kochavim, and they become halachically defined in the Torah, which is an amazing thing, and which we discussed many times, you know, that the Rambam views the historical development of Averis Kechavim as part of an insight into the nature of human psychology. And therefore, these issues, the Torah defines as being primal, the way you cut your hair is primal. It's not just a thing that happened to be. Tattooing is primal, and so on and so forth. So there are certain primal issues which are, in fact, responsive. Black magic, people respond to. And those things are hichlikam. There are ways in which the world can slip up. They have no meaning, but they're part of your psychology. And as part of your psychology, they're built into nature. They become the way in which things respond. So now, it's Shakespeare, Macbeth.
So it's complicated because if they work, then why not do them? Those aspects, even if they're not.
So that's what Rambam explains. That's what he says. He says people think that these things are effective. They're not effective. That's why I brought Duncan Woods. Because Duncan Woods' prophecy was effective. It sounded like it was meaningful, but in the end it meant essentially whatever it is that happened to be used that made Duncan. You cut down the trees, you use them as camouflage, then Duncan Woods is moved. I mean, but in the end it destroyed the person who believes in the prophecy because Duncan Woods moved.
The shares, it's not
the
tunings of Chelek, it's not a share, it's all slip up.
It's all slip up. What was the first word in the Britisher?
It wasn't a share, it wasn't a Chelek. But the Chelek here is all slip up aspects of it. Because if there's an element of sharing, then there must be some element of working, not just.
There is, there's the element of human psychology. There's a profound, I mean, what we recognize in the immunology as placebo effects, in which the mind has tremendous effect on your own internal workings. But here we're saying, here the Gemara is going further than that. It's saying that there's certain primal relationships. Like, in other words, we know that the tides or the moon has an effect on menstruation. We say that's psychological. It's not psychological. It's gone beyond psychology. It's built into to the way in which hormones respond. But there is a very profound interrelationship between anything that evolves in a system to very subtle effects of the system. You know, like we were talking about yesterday, about women being in tune with each other's cycles, which is an amazing thing. So ultimately, this evolves in all kinds of strange ways, but it becomes a physical thing, not just a psychological thing. Okay, so here it's true as well, that the world is programmed in a way that is profoundly interrelated with our responses to it. Lokhin gat biuta min ha'aved kochavin hapa pishu notel biyadov noten ha'tapuach. We've been discussing until this time in the parak what our assumptions have to be. In other words, we see something. Is this an assumption that it's an avedis kochavin? That this is. Is it a broken avodas kochavim? Is this something that we should believe, that we should not believe? We know, we discussed just briefly earlier that there's a concept of the IMS, but at what point do we need to take the chashash into consideration? The whole thing after all is a takona, that we should assume that a goy is going to be Manasseh. At what point do we have that assumption to make? Now, the truth is that this is a very strange Mishnah, because it asserts two things, both of which are wrong. And it turns out that la'alacha, the Mishnah, is wrong in every assumption that it makes, and we end up being doked. It's a Mishnah Rishayna, and the Mishnah Achrayna actually rejects both assumptions of the Mishnah. But the first thing that the Mishnah assumes is that wine is not called wine until such a time as it's collected in a container. And that container could be the boar. There were two ways in which they would process wine. So you always have the upper... You have the upper gut. What's it called in English? Where you trample the wine? No, it's where you step on it. Is it okay? Maybe the press. And then it goes out of that, flows through a channel into a lower. Now there are two ways of doing it. Either it was a lower holding container, which is the famous boar seed in Pirkei Avot, where it was lined with waterproof material and the wine could actually sit there and not leak out. Or there was a lower area where they would put bottles or barrels, and as the wine would flow out, it was collected in the barrels, they'd take the barrel out, put in the next barrel, and so on and so forth.
Isn't it grape juice at that point?
Yeah, but there's no difference between grape juice and wine. So now the difference, however, is it considered to be wine in the press itself, where people are trampling on it. Or there, where it's still mixed with the grapes, and it has a chance to go down, to settle down, is there still a chashash of yai? So our Mishnah assumes that there's not. And that lokhin gat bi'uta min ha'aved kochavim, we go by the upper area, even though it's already been stepped on, and now there's liquid in it, there's grape juice there. Afal pi shu natel v'yadov v'natel tapuach, even though what they had little collection areas that were traps of the lees, and you would collect, scoop it out every once in a while and put it back on the, what was called the tapuach, the apple, which was the place where the grapes were put and were being pressed. You'd reinsert the stuff that you had filtered out, put it back up on top. So normally when a guy touches the wine, that's at the point at which we're fresh at its awesome. And then he lifted it up and he poured it out. But over here, even though he's sticking in his hands and he puts it into these traps and he takes it out, puts it back up on top, it's fine. And there's no problem. Einovu say yayin nesach, it doesn't become yayin nesach, meaning stam yayin which have a chashash, ad sheyered labor, until it goes down into the holding container later in the bottom. Yorad labor, but even at that point, it's not that defines the nature of what's on top. What's on top is not wine. What's down in the bor is wine. So ma shebabor asur vashar mutar.
Stepping down on
the area where he's stepping down on is fine. And even if he touches it with his hand, and even if he moves it and pours it out, which is normally the sign of the ayin netzach, it's still fine. So that's the first issue. Now it turns out that this is wrong, as we'll see. The second issue that the Mishnah asserts is dorchim ima oved kochavim bagat. You can also join in. So if he hires you to press with him, Dorchim im alvei kochavim bagatz. So if he hires you now to press with him, you're going to be now working together with him. Now, normally, we have a little bit of a problem in doing work together with someone who's doing something usur. It's called misayeh alidei obrei avera. It appears to be an aid, an approval of obrei avera. So we're not allowed to participate, even if it's not misayeh avera. The guy doesn't need us to accomplish his ends. So we don't support obrei avera. And furthermore, there's another question that's involved, which is, if I'm being paid to work with usur things, then that's also usur things. I'm supposed to work with them. Nonetheless, there's no problem of working with the goy in stepping on the grapes, because we just said you're even allowed to drink it. So what avera would there be in stepping out? You could say that there's an avera because I'm causing it to become tamei, and I'm not supposed to cause tuma in Eretz Yisrael, but that's not a problem over here because the goy was already metameit. You see, so it's not. I mean, and he doesn't have an iser in being metameit. It's just the fact that it was tameit. So I'm not supporting it avera in being metameit. Avalo butzri mimo. However, I can't help him pick the grapes because then he's going to put those grapes directly into a tameit gat or into a tameit container, and then I'm helping to be metameit kulin in Eretz Yisrael, which is a sin. And I'm not supposed to do that. That's my problem. Okay, so over there, because at that point I'm going to be makshirit. On the other hand, a Jew who is making his wine and he does not have a heksher for tuma, he wasn't careful to make sure that the wine wouldn't be tummy. I can't help him. So if he wants to hire me, I cannot work for the Jew. I can only work for the goy. This is a fascinating inversion, because the Jew is supposed to be careful that he didn't cause tuma. He's got a chiyuv of taking off the truma, so maestro is being metani everything. So if I work with him, that's called being misayeh alidei obrei avera. So over there, Yisro Shura said the tuma, I can't even be dorich with him. I can't be bozer with him either. It's all... At this, there's a problem because of the. I think they were still dominating. The lobot's rimimo, and you can't pick with him either because of being garim tuma. But once the process is completed, and this is a very important halacha, because you might think that the inyan of not being misayeh alidei obrei avera means not to have any involvement in the process at any point. Because if you show, let's say the guy finishes his job, now he's calling you, you're a packer. He comes to you and he says, I want you to bottle my wine. So you say, well, I'm sorry, I don't deal with non-kosher wines or with people that are selling wines that they don't, they weren't makbet on tuma. Because I don't want to be misayeh alidei obrei avera. There's no such halacha. Once the particular pu'ula that was usur is over, there's no inyan that I don't have anything to do with it. So you can be a packer of such wine. And you can be the delivery boy for such wine. What else?
Is that a general thing?
Yes. No. In general.
Once it's been done.
Subsequently. In other words, but I can't. No. Because Trefus, you see, I'm not supposed to make my money off. That's my problem. Over here, we're talking about he did something wrong. Okay, so now there's nothing usur about drinking wine that's tummy. He did something wrong because he was supposed to take off his trum as a meisur's batir, and he was over on Mishmeres from my side. Mishtei trum as a gus b'davrin, right? But once that's done, it's done. Once that part of the process is over, it's over. So now he has wine that he made in the wrong way. That's not my problem. So over there, molechini molchaviyot, I can be the transporter for him and take it. I could take it. As a matter of fact, I can even bring him the bottles that he's going to be packaging in before he does it. Say, oh, but you see that? You're showing him that you don't. Nah, that's not my business. So I can bring the empty barrels to the gut to fill, and I can take the full bottles for him, and I can be the teamster that delivers it up. And that's not my problem. Maybe imimo mina gut, so I could take it from the gut now to the stores. Same thing would be true about a nachton. A nachton is a baker, so a nachton is osebetuma. Seif really should have been very careful. He has to take off his challah that has a din of truma. He's supposed to make sure that the isa is not tame. He's not careful. So I can't do anything that has to do with the preparation of the dough, because that's what he did the iser. So lo lashin, I can't. What, how do you say in English? Tilash. And I can't knead the dough. Velo orchinimo, and I can't make the dough, put the dough into shape. Avomolichinimo, pata paltar. Once he has it baked, I can go now and bring it to the stores that sell off in small pieces at a time. I could bring it to the, you know, the retail bakeries. That's not my problem. Omer of Huna. Now here the Gemara begins to discover that our mission is wrong. It's not lahalacha. So first, we bring up psak that seems to be against the Mishnah, but we try to work it out. In the end, we're going to find out it doesn't really work. There's no way to work out the Mishnah. It turns out that the Mishnah represents a shita that is not true in Allah. So first, Rav Huna starts by saying like this. Yayin kivan sheitchil lihim asheich, osa yayin esach. The moment that wine begins to flow down that pipe into the lower holding chamber, it's now considered to be wine. Now that seems to be saying that the entire thing is called wine once it reaches the stage. There's enough of it that it's flowing. But not that it's only the stuff on the bottom that is the wine. So we ask it in from our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, it's not, but our Mishnah says, Lokhin gat be'uta min ha'oved kochavim v'yapa pishe natal b'yado v'natan natapuach. And it says over here, even though the guy has already processed the wine, he stepped on all the wine. And he stepped on all the wine, it must have been wine that went down to the bottom by now, right? Okay, so I'm not allowed to buy the bottom. So I'm allowed to buy the top. I can buy the gat be'uta. So if I'm buying the gat be'uta, according to what Rav Huna said, the gat be'uta is already wine because it already started to flow. So how could I buy it if it's Yayin Nesef? It started to flow down. It went over the hump. Now it's going down into the bottom pit. No, it's all usher now. Once it started to flow. So what started to flow? It started to flow already.
The trap is on the bottom pit? Or the trap is in between the...
What trap? No, that's way on top where it's coming out of the press. There's like little traps that are called adashim. Empty out the adashim a little bit. So what do we do? It says Apa Pishanatal Yadov and Atana Tapua. Amar Huna, the first Huna tries to make it work out with the Mishnah. And maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where the God was Pekuka Umleya. Maybe we're talking about a God where the guy doesn't want to, he wants to sell all of his wine. And he wants to sell it, well, let the guy who buys it bottle it in his own bottles and whatever. So he seals up the pipe. None of the wine gets out of the gut. It fills up, and you're allowed to buy the gut because it never started to flow. Maybe that's the pshat. Says the Gemara, it's not, still not going to work. Because, toshma, yorad lebor, mashe bebor asur vashar mutar. Here, you can't say that it was talking about a gut pekukat. The Brisa that defines this Mishnah says, even if the wine did go down to the bor, so obviously it wasn't a gat kuka, and it went down to the bor, what's on top is still kosher. But according to Rav Huna, once it started flowing, what's on top, it's not kosher. So what are you going to say over here? Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, you're right. The Mishnah, and certainly the Brisa, represents an earlier shita, which is wrong halacha. And lo kasha, kan be mishnah rishona, kan be mishnah achrona. And I'm not just making this up, so it's a Tanya, it's a Brisa that explains very clearly what the evolution of this halacha was. Rishona hayu amrim badad. They used to say a simon, to remember, was badad. In the nipple. Meaning what? In botsrim, the base for botsrim. You're not allowed to pick fruit with the guy. Why is that? Shasul the grom to malakul in Jeveret Yisrael. Because, as we said, now that's not true la'alaka. But they used to think that you're not allowed to do something that's going to end up causing tuma on things in Eretz Yisrael because there are people that are so mocked with the tyrant. That's the base. The first dalit is dorchim. Ein dorchim in Yisrael shoseh perotav betuma shasul sayeh yadei ovrei avera. Furthermore, You're not allowed to press things with a Jew who is making his wine betuma, because you're not allowed to help people that are being over Avera and are making wine that they're going to have betuma, and the meiser is all going to be tummy. And the last dalet stands for aval dorfim im ha'oved kochavim bagat. However, you are allowed to press with the goy in a gat v'lo chashina l'ravuna. And we don't worry about Ravuna's kind of psak, namely that, obviously it doesn't say that in the Brice, this is our interpretation. V'lo chashina l'ravuna, we're not worried about Ravuna's worry that once the wine started going down into the lower pool, that then the whole thing becomes us. No, only the bottom becomes us, and the top remains mutter, and that's the Mishnah Rishayna, and in fact that's what is expressed in the Brice. V'chazru lomar, but then they said, no, badad is not the way to look at it. The correct way to look at it is, and the simon got a little confused, dovev. Dovev means to make something move. Like, what's that? No, it's the wrong use of here. Which, to make something move, dovev tifsei yishanim, when you step on something and it moves, it seems to, like, wiggle. And that stands for, ein dorfi mimo ovet kochavim bagat. The exact opposite. You are not allowed to be dorev, because then you're going to be working with yayin netzach. That's the problem. And because at the very moment that it starts to flow, which is very early on in the process, it becomes yayin netzach, as Rav Huna has said, Mishum Rav Huna. And the beis stands for botzrin. Ein botzrin in Yisrael she'oseh peirotav betuma, v'kol she'ken she'en dorchin. You're not allowed to be botzer, because, not because it's usher to be gorim tuma, as we'll see in a moment, it's mutter to be gorim tuma, which is why you are allowed to be botzer with a goy, the opposite of what our Mishnah said. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to be botzer with a Jew, because a Jew is a different problem, not the iser grimas tuma l'chulin baritz Yisrael, but the chiyuv of making sure that he takes off his tevel, he's got truma and meiser, that's tahar. It's a different question, which you also have a chiyuv to see to, and therefore that you're not allowed to do. Aval botzrim, and that's the second base, the dovev, aval botzrim, you are allowed to be goren tuma through helping the goy to harvest the grapes and put it into his gut, even though at that point it becomes tamei, mishum shemutar ligrom tuma l'chulin sheperetz Yisrael. It is permissible to cause Paris of Eretz Yisrael to become tamei, which means that the two main assertions of our Mishnah are inverted in the Mishnah Achrona. That it's not mutter to be goren tuma, actually it is mutter to be goren tuma. And that the wine in an upper holding pit doesn't become usser even when it started to flow, that is not true. It does become usser, it's considered to be wine, even though it itself is still inside of the gut.